Mark Griffin has had a 20-year career in the field of human resources at several large corporations, both public and private. He's now the vice president for human resources for an international agricultural company headquartered in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Based on his experience in human resources, Mark has some ideas about how Christians who own businesses in rural Pennsylvania can integrate their Christian faith into their daily operations and practices. And we're going to talk about them with Mark for the next few minutes. Thank you for joining us, Mark. But before we get into our topic for today, tell us a little bit about your background in the business world and in the field of human resources.
Larry, I've had a wonderful career in human resources. I've been in human resources for about 20 years. I've been married to my wife, Gail. We're going to be celebrating 25 years coming up here in June. We have two wonderful children, a son who's 23, Adam, he lives in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and a daughter, Emily, who's in high school. I ended up in Lancaster County about 6 years ago. I have spent, again, the last 20 years in human resources. After college, I graduated and moved back to Danville, Pennsylvania, where I got my MBA from Bloomsburg University. And my wife got her nursing degree at Geisinger School of Nursing. Upon graduation, I started my career with public companies, and I moved out west where I lived in Nebraska. That was in the early 90s. Unfortunately, for many companies, after NAFTA passed, many businesses moved their manufacturing offshore. So I've literally spent the last 20 years going from company to company as plants closed and divestitures occurred, and really enjoyed my time at companies such as the Quaker Oats Company, Merck Pharmaceutical Company, and Kodak Incorporated. However, about 6 years ago, I experienced a job loss myself, and that really led to me doing a little soul searching and my quest for a relationship with Christ. I was working for Kodak Incorporated. I was out in Novi, Michigan, and I lost my position as human resources senior manager. I was managing all the human resource function for Canada and also several states in the United States. And when I woke up one morning after losing my position, no fault of my own, it was a massive layoff across the organization, what I realized is I spent the previous 14 years on myself and not on my community and not as much on my family as I should have. So not only did I start searching for a new position to work for in human resources, but I needed to understand my relationship with God as well. I grew up in a religious family and thought through transactional relationship with God that things were going right. But it wasn't until I discovered a church in Novi called Northridge, Pastor Brad Powell at Northridge really instilled in me the concept of accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior and having a relationship with Him. It was at that time when I accepted Christ that it seemed that my whole world changed. I no longer really was concerned about supporting my family. I knew the Lord would support me. I also found myself craving to give back to the world in which I lived in. So I interviewed for a variety of positions and found myself back into Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, again with another public company. And attached myself to a church in Lancaster County called Lives Changed by Christ. The pastor there is David Ashcraft. Through my partnership at LCBC Church, I partnered with a ministry there called the Career Ministry, where myself and about six other HR executives support the community by helping people with job loss. It's a fabulous opportunity for me to give back to the community, seen as how the first 14 years of my career I was given back to the companies that I worked for and not the community and not the church family as well. So I've been doing that for the last 6 years. I love it. I've made strong friendships. I'm connected to the church. And I also continue to work in my career of human resources as a vice president.
Mark, I'm going to suggest that our listeners right now are falling into two groups, those who work for companies or are familiar with large organizations and know what the field of human resources is. Then there's the rest of us who may be in farming or work for small organizations and are not really fully aware of what the field of human resources is. So you define it for us.
Human resources is really personnel. Human resource groups were called personnel for many years, up until about 20 years ago. Within the realm of human resources, there is benefits, there's training and development, there's hiring, there's separation of employment, there's parties, there's picnics, employee relations. All the things that touch employees' lives come through the human resources department.
Mark, in your position with human resources, you mentioned part of it is when people have to leave the company, perhaps not of their own will. What's it like to be the person who shares the bad news, or when the person has received the bad news, tells them where they can go from there?
It's interesting, Larry, because up until the time that I got separated myself from Kodak Corporation, I hate to admit it, but I didn't have a lot of empathy. I would go in, it was transactional, I'd let the person go. I would have a twinge of unsettledness in my heart, but it wasn't until after I lost my position that I really feel like I've been able to be empathetic, not only myself in delivering the news, but coaching and mentoring the people around me to deliver the news to the people that are leaving the company. We recently had to close a plant about 2 years ago out in Minnesota, and I prayed about it, and the Lord put the right words in my mouth when I went in. I sat down with the people, and we went around the table, and I looked them in the eyes, and I said, "You know what, team? My family prayed for you last night because we were right in your spot four or five years ago, and we know what it's like. But you know what? There's plans for you, and plans for good and not disaster, and we're going to help you get retrained. We're going to connect you with local groups to help you in placement, and you're going to prosper once again." So I deliver the message a little bit differently than I did 10 years ago.
But if I were an employee sitting there hearing you say that, I might not be quite as optimistic as you sound.
No, that's true, Larry. So it's really making the connection with the employee sometimes before you let the person go, so that they know that they can trust you, that you care about them, that you are trying to help them. Being superficial after the fact usually doesn't help.
Now, in the last couple of years, of course, there have been a lot of people who've had that experience because of the state of our own economy. Even when it's not your fault, it's the economy. What brought about your separation from the company has nothing to do with the quality of work you did. It's still tough on the person who's lost their job.
Absolutely. It's very, very tough on their self-esteem.
I want to transition into a concept that you have developed. Based on all of this experience, you have some ideas about some needs you've identified among smaller companies and organizations in rural areas of Pennsylvania. Explain the need you've identified.
I work for an international agricultural equipment company right now in Lancaster County. It's privately held. There's two owners of the organization who have no problem communicating to the community and to their employees that their company was founded on biblical principles. That's something that we memorialized in our core values of the company. We've reached out and hired chaplains to help us with our employees and their relationship with God. We look at the employees as that we care about the employees, not only from a financial and health perspective. We have, pay and benefits and medical plans, but also from the spiritual perspective as well. I've learned a lot the last couple of years working for this company. Growing up in the denomination which I grew up, it was very hard for me as I transitioned into a Christ follower, an outwardly Christ follower, to be able to communicate these principles to employees. I also know that in secular companies and larger corporations, it's become politically incorrect to talk about these things in the workplace. But what I have discovered in the last several years is it's okay. And we can talk about these things in the workplace. And you know what? We really probably should, because that's what God's asking us to do. So in the last year, I've really thought through what am I doing with my career? What impact am I making? And where is God leading me? And I keep coming back to rural Pennsylvania. Growing up in Danville, Pennsylvania, I know there's not a lot of resources there for small Christian businesses. And that's what led me here today, is to maybe help develop and grow those businesses for the betterment of the companies, but also for the families and the employees that work there.
As I understand it, you have some specific suggestions, or at least some areas that small business owners may want to consider. And I'm going to run down the list of things that you have indicated you can talk about and ask you to elaborate on them. The first one is to help an organization build a kingdom-minded organization. Explain what you mean by that.
What I mean by building a kingdom-minded organization is it's one thing to be a Christian-owned business and to keep your faith to yourself and go to church on Sunday and then just go back to work on Monday. It's another thing when you're able to articulate it in a way that's not offensive to your employees, to make being a Christ follower something that's attractive to the employees. So I would like to work with businesses to help them outwardly show their love of Jesus Christ in a way that's not offensive to employees, in a way that they can memorialize on the wall with core values of what it is that their company's founded on, and the way that they want that company to be perceived in 25, 50, and 75 years. That's something I can help them with.